This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council may get involved in the debate over where Oshkosh Corporation builds a new line of postal vehicles. Council member Aaron Wojciechowski wants the council to pass a resolution urging Truck to produce those vehicles in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Corporation was awarded a massive contract last year and announced the postal trucks would be built in South Carolina last summer. Wojciechowski and other Democrat lawmakers now say they're concerned that the vehicles will be built by non-union employees in South Carolina. The resolution could appear on the council agenda later this month. If you missed the Chamber's Economic Outlook Breakfast earlier this week, economist Brian Ballew has some interesting things to say. Brian predicts the economy will improve in the third and fourth quarters of this year, but sees a recession coming in the year 2026 and even tougher times for you and me in the 2030s. Page 2, the tradition like none other, continues this weekend on Lake Winnebago. The sturgeon spearing season could be anywhere from a few days to a couple of weeks. Shanties will be moving on to the lake today and then again tomorrow. Water clarity and a crack in the ice are two major concerns going into the spearing weekend. Former Oshkosh Superintendent of Schools Vicki Cartwright now has a full-time job as school superintendent at the Broward County School District in Florida. The Florida School Board voted yesterday 8-1 to have Cartwright take over the district. She'll oversee better than 200,000 kids. COVID-19 hospitalizations are down. In fact, they've hit a six-month low. Let me repeat that. COVID-19 hospitalizations have hit a six-month low throughout Wisconsin. Oshkosh's favorite NBA player, Ty Halliburton, has a new team. Ty was traded this week from the Sacramento Kings to the Indiana Pacers. Ty is having a solid sophomore season, averaging 14 points per game. Also named to the NBA Rising Stars game that goes on during the NBA All-Star weekend. And finally today, calling out all poets. The Oshkosh Public Library and The BID, the Downtown Business Improvement District, teaming up to feature your works. You can find out more about the competition that begins on Monday of next week on the library's website. We're going to be back again on Tuesday. Our Newsworthy brought to you this morning by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.